Discussion on House Amendment 3. Gentleman from St. Charles.
To inquire of the amendment maker.
Does the gentleman from Laclede yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Morning, gentlemen. I know we've had this bill, I believe it was in general laws for the past couple of years. It's kind of coincided with the NCAA name, image, likeness bill. Are you familiar with that one?
I am, very well.
So this bill, as is, with the Senate amendments, the House sub, that it doesn't include the name, image, likeness bill, does it?
This does not include that.
Do you believe that not only would it fit, the name, image, likeness bill, do you believe it would be pertinent and we should add it?
Without question, you know, whenever that bill came out, I was a little bit hesitant at first. But, you know, since then, many other schools and many other states have passed that legislation. And the gentleman that was on the dais earlier this morning.
Coach Sternkowitz.
Yes. He will tell you how important it is. I think he made mention of two Missouri athletes right now, and their final two schools is the University of Missouri and Alabama.
Yeah.
Anytime you
and get Alabama's passed us.
Anytime you get a program to that level where you're recruiting against Alabama and they have passed this legislation and we haven't, you're just not putting the tools in his toolbox he needs to compete in the SEC. It needs to happen. It needs to happen sooner than later. And
well, we've got states that are Republican-led states, Democrat-led states that appreciate the capitalist free market principles that are in this amendment. And gentlemen, thank you. We might be talking later. Mr. Speaker, can I inquire of the gentleman from the Golden Jacket Gregory District?